Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Sukkah is daf Mem Dalet. Find ourselves on Mem Gimel on the base, but towards the top of the Amud. We thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf will be learned with Zecher Nishmas Lois Lupin Zaltzman. The Gemara is in the middle of the discussion of a Rava. We are in the middle of the discussion of a Rava. Yesterday we started the fourth parak of the Masechta. We talked about the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of a Rava. Mitzvah of lulav is pretty straightforward. The Torah tells us to take the lulav. The Torah takes us outside of Mikdash, or just the first day. We have an institution by Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that we learned at the end of the third parak, that we, of course, outside the base of Mikdash, take the lulav all 7 days. We take it from days 2 through 7 to remind us of the the base of Mikdash. So once upon a time there was a mitzvah in the base of Mikdash, all 7 days, and then, of course, based on the Takana, not based on the Takana, but we see from the Takana that there's a mitzvah in the Mikdash to take the lulav all 7 days. So sometimes the lulav will be taken 6 days, and sometimes the lulav will be taken 7 days. Now, the lulav will be taken 7 days when? So the lulav will be taken 7 days when the first day of Sukkot coincides with Shabbos. That's what we learned yesterday, that when the two coincide, so we're going to take the lulav all 7 days. However, if the first day of Sukkot, let me do the other way. If Shabbos is any other day other than the first day of Sukkot, so then we're not going to take the mitzvah of lulav is not going to override the Shabbos, and we're not going to take a lulav. Why not? So the Gemara's explanation we saw yesterday, Gzeirah d'Rava. Top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph we saw yesterday, Gzeirah d'Rava. Rava was informing us that the Chachamim made a Gzeirah, that if we were allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos for fear that we don't know how to take the lulav, either we don't know how to shake the lulav, or we just don't know if our lulav is kosher or not kosher, so we're going to run to a chacham, and we're going to approach the chacham and say, hey, could you help me out with my lulav, and absentmindedly, you're going to walk through a rishus rabbim. So as a result of that, we do not take a lulav on Shabbos because of Gzeirah d'Rava. We discussed that in detail yesterday. To which the Gemara's question was, okay, if there's a Gzeirah d'Rava, so why not day one? Meaning, what if day one coincides with Shabbos? Where there, the Mishnah told us that we do take the lulav on Shabbos. Why not Gzeirah d'Rava over there? So the Gemara's explanation was there's an exception. Meaning, there was a built-in exception built into Gzeirah d'Rava. Gzeirah d'Rava is only when Shabbos falls out on any of the other days, but if Shabbos falls out on day one, so we're going to take the lulav. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to take it on day one, and as a result of the fact that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to take it on day one, so therefore there's a built-in exception to Gzeirah d'Rava. This helped us understand what seems to have been a contradiction, or not a contradiction, but an inconsistency between two Mishnayos. There was a Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and there's a Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Let me do that again. Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and there's a Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Beis. Okay, there we go. The Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, that was the end of the third parak, says that we would all bring, before Shabbos, we would all bring our lulavim to shul. Kol ha'am alichin lulavim lebeis ha'knesses. We'd all bring our lulav to shul. And then the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning of the fourth parak, says we would all bring our lulav to the Har HaBayis. Well, which one is it? Shul or Har HaBayis? So the Gemara says, okay, based on what we're saying now, we have a very simple and good explanation. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so we would be taking our lulav to Har HaBayis. After the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash, we all would be taking our lulav to shul before Shabbos. And that would be the scenario where the first day of Shabbos coincides with the first day of Yontif. Okay, good. That's just a quick recap of what we saw yesterday. And so yesterday we really focused on lulav. Today we're focusing on the mitzvah of a rava. The mitzvah of a rava, which we're going to hear this a number of times today, but just get used to it. Mitzvah of a rava is not located in the Torah. You go through the Torah from cover to cover, you won't see the mitzvah of a rava. Now we know a rava is part of the dalaminim. It's one of the four species that goes into the lulav. But as a self-standing mitzvah, it's an independent mitzvah, so the Torah doesn't mention it. The Torah may intimate this idea that there's a mitzvah of a rava, but it's at best a remez. It's not. There's no clarity in the Torah that we have to take the arava. First of all, who's taking the arava? Where are we taking the arava? What exactly is a mitzvah? So as you're going to see over the course of today, it is not clear. It's not perfectly clear what exactly is this mitzvah of a rava. I tell you the truth. Even at the end of today, we're not even going to know how many aravas you're supposed to take. But just to say it simply and succinctly, there's a mitzvah to take an arava in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, And at this point in time, we'll leave it at that. Meaning exactly what we're even supposed to do. After that point in time, you'll see the Gemara is going to have a discussion. This is the mitzvah of a Rav. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. It's a biblical mitzvah, although it's not written in the Torah. Well, right now, we'll file it under Halach LaMoshe MeSinai. What did we learn in the Mishnah regarding this mitzvah of a Rav? It's done all 7 days. Sometimes it's done 6 days. Well, which one is it? It's done all 7 days. It's sometimes done 6 days. So, as we pointed out, again, the Mishnah taught us that if Shabbos coincides with the last day of Sukkot, what we call Hoshana Rabbah, so then the mitzvah of a Rav is going to override Shabbos. Okay? If Shabbos is any other day of the week of Sukkot, so then we're not going to override the mitzvah, then the Rav is not going to override Shabbos. Okay? So, if we have a Sukkot where day 7 is Shabbos, so then we're going to be doing a Rav all 7 days. If we have a Sukkot where Shabbos is any other day, so then for the totality of that Sukkot, we're only going to be doing a Rava 6 days, not 7. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Let's start with the Gemara. We're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. A Rava Shiva Ketz at a Rava Bishvi my time in Dach Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara asks now a very simple question. Why? Why? Why is a Rava going to override the Shabbos? I'm Rav Yochanan Kedei Lafarsim Hashim in the Torah. So the Gemara says, so Rav Yochanan says, it's piercing. It's a way of publicizing. And the way that what it's publicizing is that it's not explicitly written in the Torah. And so therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to allow it to override the Shabbos, to publicly tell everyone that's min haTorah. So we have chilul of na'am ilitchi k'dei lafarsim hashim min haTorah. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's move back to lulav. So lulav is min haTorah. In fact, lulav is even clearer. We have a pasuk regarding lulav. L'kach t'macham ayam harishon. So why doesn't the lulav override the Shabbos? So lulav gzeira mishum derabba. So the Gemara says, well, let's backtrack. Lulav, we know that there's a gzeira, there's a rabbinic decree. So ihachi arava nami nigzar. So the Gemara says, okay, if there's a rabbinic decree regarding lulav, we're afraid that people are going to walk outside on Shabbos with their lulav and violate the malach of hotzah. So okay, and that's why lulav doesn't override the Shabbos. So then the same question could be asked. We're back to arava. So why isn't arava overriding the Shabbos? So, I'm sorry, why don't we make a gzera regarding a Rav as well? So, a Rav shluchei based in Maisila. Lulav lakol masar. So, the Gemara says basic difference between lulav and a Rav. A Rav is shluchei based in, meaning a Rav is not a mitzvah for everybody. The mitzvah min haTorah of a Rav is not incumbent upon everybody. As we'll see over the course of this morning, a Rav is for the Kohanim. And even within the world of Kohanim, it may be that it may not even be all the Kohanim. But in other words, the Kohanim who can go into the Mikdash area, into the Azara area, in fact, we'll see a little bit later on, they're even going to have to be going around the Mizbeach with the Arava, according to some opinions. So the mitzvah of Lulav is a very limited mitzvah. We're not as concerned about Shabbos violation. Lulav, which is for all of us, meaning all of us have a mitzvah, an obligation of lulav, so we're more concerned that there'll be Shabbos violation if we allow lulav to be taken on Shabbos. So we actually call yumei nami leitchei. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now let me ask you this question. Got you. Basic difference between lulav and arava. Lulav is for all of us. Arava is only for the Kohanim. So now, what difference does it make which day of Sukkot Shabbos falls out on? Meaning, our Mishnah says that if Shabbos falls out on the last day of Sukkot, again, Hoshana Rabbah, so then we're going to override Shabbos and take the Arava. Again, it's not we, it's the Kohanim. But, so the Gemara is now asking, but if that's true, so why is there any gzera whatsoever? Meaning, regardless of when Shabbos falls out during Sukkot, shouldn't you be taking Arava? So the Gemara says, Asi lefakfuke belulav. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the problem. Here becomes the problem. Let's say that by a Rava, we don't discriminate. By a Rava, we say that you could take a Rava all 7 days of Sukkot, and I don't care when Shabbos falls out. Fine. Which in of itself would be logical. But then what people are going to do is that people are going to compare. Oh, isn't that interesting? Lulav, we only take on Shabbos only on the first day. Only when the Shabbos falls out on the first day. A Rava doesn't matter. Interesting. A Rava is more important than Lulav. Right, that would be the perception, and it would be a misperception. And so the Chachamim didn't want to create such a misperception, so therefore they limited a Rava to only 1 day. meaning only when Shabbos falls out on day 7, then and only then is it going to override the Shabbos. So v'lidcha b'yom tov rishon. So the Gemara says, okay, look, we wanna create an equivalency between Shabbos, between lulav and arava. So by lulav, we're only allowing one day. So arava, we're also only going to allow one day. One, let not be the same day. Meaning, why not say that if the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, so then we're going to override both. We're going to allow the lulav to be taken, and we're going to allow the arava to be taken as well. So the Gemara's answer is lo mucha milsa. So the Gemara's explanation is, well, that's people aren't. It's not going to be self-evident. Meaning, what people are going to see is, oh, I see. So when Shabbos is day one, so we're allowed to take the lulav, and the Kohanim are going to be doing this mitzvah of arava. Okay. But you know what? I'm guessing, this is, again, the Gemara's understanding of what perception is going to be. I'm really betting that it's really all a function of lulav, and arava just came along for the ride. Amrei, people will say, lulavu dekadachi. So really, it's lulav which is overriding, and it's arava didn't come, it's just coming along for the ride. So therefore, we want to give arava its own separate day. V'lidchu b'cha mehanach, so the Gemara says, okay, so we don't want it to be day one, because we want it to have its own unique day. So why day 7? Why not any other day in between? Given to Kamafakta Lemi Rishon Ukma Shvi. To that, the Gemara gives a very simple answer. We want a Yom Mesuyim. We want a special day. So day 1 is a special day because it's the beginning. Day 7 is a special day because it's at the end. So we just give one a Yom Mesuyim. So therefore, Lulav, you'll get day 1. Arava, you'll get day 7. So where are we now in the Gemara? So what the Gemara now is telling us is the following. We have two mitzvahs on Sukkot. We have the mitzvah of lulav, we have the mitzvah of arava. Truth of the matter is that the mitzvah of lulav is in the mikdash all 7 days. Outside, it's only one day. But again, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted to be all 7 days. Arava is in the mikdash all 7 days. But what we also have just learned is that because of Gzeira, lulav is not going to override Shabbos. We're afraid people are going to walk over, take their lulav, and carry it into Rishos HaRabim. Arava, less of a concern. In fact, not a concern, because arava is not for the populace. The mitzvah of arava is only for the kohanim. So the truth of the matter is that there really doesn't need to be a gzera regarding the arava. So here's the problem. If there's a gzera by lulav and there's no gzera by arava, people will walk away with a misconception that arava is more important than lulav. So therefore, what the chachamim did is they basically leveled the playing field. Lulav, you're only going to be given one day, which is going to override the Shabbos. And arava, you're also going to be given one day. Okay, that's basically the logical progression of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, lulav, your day is going to be day 1. Arava, your day is going to be day 7. So now, if Shabbos falls out on day 1, so lulav gets to override, we get to override Shabbos with a mitzvah of lulav. I say override, by the way, it's not really an override, right? We talked about this yesterday. It just simply means that we're going to take the lulav on day 1, which is Shabbos. And then, if day 7 is Shabbos, so then we're going to do the mitzvah of arava, even though today is Shabbos. Okay, it's obvious, just to state an obvious point, that in one given year, it can't be both, obviously. Meaning it's either going to be in one given year, first of all, there's a 5 in 7 chance that Shabbos, I mean, again, all things being equal, right? I'm not even taking into consideration the calendar. But if you're just working with a 7-day week, it's a 5 in 7 chance that Shabbos won't fall out neither on day 1 nor on day 7. But on one given year, obviously, it'll either fall out on day 1 or it will fall on day 7. Obviously, in one given year, it won't be on both. Okay. Ihachi ha'idna nami lidche. So the Gemara says, okay, curious now. So I see. So when it comes to Arava, so when Hoshana Rabbah falls on Shabbos, so we should be doing the mitzvah of Arava. Right? We don't. Now, built into this question of the Gemara, so I shared with you this insight yesterday, I'm going to share it again with you today, and that is that we have a fixed calendar. And because we have a fixed calendar, it'll never happen. Hoshana Rabbah will never fall on a Shabbos. Not within our lifetime, not unless Mashiach comes and we reset the whole process. Because built into the set calendar that we have now in motion, So Hoshana Rabbah never falls out of Shabbos and designed that way, by design. So as we pointed out yesterday, and I'm just reiterating again today, this question is totally theoretical for us, because it never will happen. But, okay, so we're asking a theoretical question. If Hoshana Rabbah falls on Shabbos, so the Gemara now wonders, so shouldn't we be doing the mitzvah of a Rava? Anan lo yidi'ina b'kviya diyarcha. So the Gemara says, yeah, remember we're in Bavel? We're confused. We don't know which day is actually Yontav, which is why we observe 2 days of, right, 2 days of the first day of Yontav, 2 days of Simchas Torah, and even day seven, even Hoshana Rabbah, it's a suffix. We don't know. Meaning it may be day seven, it may be day six. Fine. So what we're not going to do is, we're not going to perform the mitzvah of Arava if we don't know for certain that that today's day seven. So in the b'kviyah diarcha le'etchei. So the Gemara says, okay, good. That's a great explanation for us in Bavel. What about them in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, they know exactly which day is which. They don't have confusion. When Basin sets the month into motion, most of Eretz Yisrael knows exactly which day is Rosh Chodesh. And consequently, most of Eretz Yisrael knows exactly which day is Yontif. So why not let them, meaning them in Eretz Yisrael, remember, we're learning Talmud Bavli. So let them in Eretz Yisrael have Hoshana Rabbah be a day in which we all take a Rava. Ki asa barheja amar lo ikla. So here now the Gemara has such an interesting discussion. So first the Gemara quotes Barheja. Barheja says, never happened. Never happened in Eretz Yisrael where Hoshana Rabbah falls down on Shabbos. Okay. And Rashi points out, now mind you, by the way, it sounds like, I cannot say this for sure, but it sounds like the Gemara is discussing before the calendar was set in motion. Was set in motion. Just historically, the calendar was set in motion, and we didn't use Beis Din to establish the months approximately sometime around the 3rd century. So, and the Gemara, in other words, the Gemara is a continuous discussion starting from the time that the Mishnah was written in 200, approximately 200 of the Common Era, to about 500 when it was finally edited. So when Barheja makes a statement like this, he says it didn't happen, it sounds like he's talking about not when the calendar was set in motion, even before the calendar was set in motion, was a set calendar, and even then, they manipulated so that Hoshana Rabbah never fell on Shabbos. Manipulating the calendar, we'll learn in Rosh Hashanah. I'm gonna make it sound easy. It's not easy, but easy, right? There's no problem manipulating the calendar. In other words, because remember, any given month in the Jewish calendar can either be 29 days or 30 days. So all you need to do is just look at the months ahead, look at the weeks ahead, and basically say, you know, if we make this month a 29 day month, so then Hoshana Rabbah is going to fall out on Shabbos. So you know what we'll do? We'll bump it. So what we'll do is we'll make this month a 30-day month, and that's how we're going to basically adjust Hoshana Rabbah so Hoshana Rabbah doesn't fall out on the Shabbos. So what Barheja says is, lo ikla. Never happened. Meaning it never happened that Hoshana Rabbah fell on Shabbos, and the Chachamim designated it that way. Ki asa Rabbin v'chol nechusei amrei, ikla v'lo dachi. Now Rabbin comes in from Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbin tells a different story. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because basically what it sounds like we're having is a debate about the reality of did or did not happen. Rabin says it happened. Hoshana Rabbah fell out on Shabbos. Fine. And what was it? And what happened in Eretz Yisrael? Did they do the mitzvah of a Rabbah? No. They didn't do the mitzvah of a Rabbah when Hoshana Rabbah fell on Shabbos. Ve'elakashya. So the Gemara says, and I'm going to ask now a simple question. Well, why not? I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef gives the following answer. He says, well, first of all, do you know what the mitzvah of Arava is? How do you know that Arava is not with Netila? Maybe Arava is with Zekifa. And at this point in the time of the Gemara, so let's pause for just a moment in the Gemara, and let me see if I can give some sort of, if I can give a better understanding to what's going on right now. Okay. There is a mitzvah of Arava. Okay, we've been talking about it. We've been addressing this issue again and again. But let me make this point clear now. You'll see this will be basically the Gemara's conclusion. And so let's say it like this: the mitzvah of Arava is to take an Arava and to walk around the Mizbeach, or as the Gemara now is entertaining, not to walk around the Mizbeach, but actually to lean it against the side of the Mizbeach. Mizbeach is in the middle of the Azara. It's the main altar in the Azara. It's where most all the korbanos are offered on the outer Mizbeach. and it's a huge edifice. It's 10 amas up in the air, so it's about 20 feet high. So basically, either it's to take a walk around the Mizbeach, or it's to be Zokev, to lean it against the Mizbeach. Okay, that's the mitzvah of Arava. And what about for the rest of us? There's no mitzvah of Arava for the rest of us. Meaning for the rest of us, we have a mitzvah of Lulav. But the mitzvah of Arava is confined and limited to the area of the Beis HaMikdash, and specifically the Kohanim. As we will learn later this morning, but I'll say it now just to be clear, there was an institution that was done. Either it's a minog or it's a mitzvah. You'll see what I mean later on. But basically what the Chachamim instituted is that, you know what? All of us, the rest of us, living outside the area of the Beis HaMikdash, living in Bavel, living in South Florida, all of us are going to do some semblance or some zecher to this mitzvah of Arava. So what we're going to do is that we're going to do the Arava mitzvah even on our own. But that's not a mitzvah min haTorah. That's only either it's a minag or it's a mitzvah derabbanan. That's a rabbinic enactment. So basically in the world of Arava, there really are two things going on concurrently. In the Beis HaMikdash, there is the actual mitzvah of Arava, the mitzvah min haTorah. Now I say min haTorah, you're not going to find it in the Torah, but it is a mitzvah min haTorah. It's a da'araisa halacha, where we're going to take the Arava and either A, walk around the Mizbeach, or B, lean the Arava against the Mizbeach. And then subsequently, there's a mitzvah derabbanan or a minhag. You'll see the Gemara later on will address either one of those two points, that the rest of us are going to do Arava outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in all of our communities outside. What the Gemara now is suggesting is the following. They want to know, and again, what we learned in our Mishnah is that when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then we're going to be doing a Rava even on Shabbos. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah, is it talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa, or is it talking about for the rest of us? And now what the Gemara is suggesting is as follows. It's talking about the rest of us. It's talking about you and I living outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth of the matter is that nowadays, we don't even have a Beis HaMikdash. We haven't had one for 2,000 years. We don't even have a Beis HaMikdash. So, what the Gemara's question now is plain and simple. Eretz Yisrael, us living in Bavel, we have Safek, we don't know which day is which, fine. In Eretz Yisrael, where they know exactly which day is day one of Sukkot, which day is day seven of Sukkot, when the seventh day of Sukkot falls down on Shabbos, are we going to be taking the Arava? Are we going to be doing either the mitzvah derabbanan or the minhag of Arava, yes or no? And the Gemara's first response, Bar Hejia, says, well, theoretical question, never happened. Hoshana Rabbah never fell on Shabbos. Ravin's coming in from Eretz Yisrael and he's saying, no, you're wrong. It happened. Hoshana Rabbah fell on Shabbos, and we didn't do the mitzvah of Arava. And the Gemara says, why not? And now let me reread the line of Rav Yosef again. Am Rav Yosef, man lemala da'arava benetila, dilma bezekifa. Because, what exactly was the mitzvah da'araisa of Arava? So there are two options. Either netila. Netila means to take the Arava in our hands and to march around the Mizbeach. That's option one. Option two is zekifa. It's to hold the Arava up, not to walk around, and then to place it down and to lean it against the Mizbeach. And pray tell, I mean, what I was going to ask, what's the difference? That's a dumb question. The difference is, do I walk around or do I lean against the Mizbeach? What's the difference for us? Meaning from our perspective, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, and even if we did have a Beis HaMikdash, if we weren't in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, what difference would it be to us? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains. The difference would be the following. If Man Leimalan, you see the Rashi towards the about two-thirds down on the Amud. Rashi writes, Man Leimalan, the Arava b'mikdash b'netila, de litchi hashta Arava, isuri midrabana zech l'mikdash, de nidche Shabbos. If the mitzvah was netila, that would mean that if there was a Beis HaMikdash, they would be circling the Mizbeach. That would mean that for us nowadays, we too would be taking Arava even on Shabbos. However, if the original mitzvah was zekifa, look at the next Rashi. Dilma bezikifa, lo ayanot lenosa biyad, ela zokfin osam bitside hamizbeach. What they would do is they would take their rava and they would lean against the mizbeach. Lachud kidnam bemasnishin. Vehashta leka mizbeach hecha nizkafa. So nowadays, let's think about it. Nowadays we don't have a mizbeach, unfortunately. So nowadays they're not even doing any semblance of the mitzvah d'oraisa. So then that would mean that for us, why in the world would we be doing even a zecher? There's no mizbeach. So if there's no mizbeach, and they wouldn't be doing we've lost the mitzvah altogether. So then even outside the Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't be doing it at all when the seventh day falls out on Shabbos. Okay? This is a tricky point in the Gemara, I'm admitting. It's a very tricky point in the Gemara, but basically what the Gemara now is suggesting is the following. A Rava, the mitzvah or minhag of a Rava that we do, okay, which we'll talk more about later on about Hoshana Rabbah itself, but the mitzvah or minhag of a Rava that we do, so should it override the Shabbos? So again, for us the question becomes totally theoretical because it never happens. Hoshana Rabbah doesn't fall on Shabbos. But if it did, and according to Ravin, it did, it actually happened in Eretz Yisrael, post the destruction of the Second Temple, and did they take a Ravah? The answer is no, they didn't. Why not? So what the Gemara is saying is, well, it really depends. If the core mitzvah of a Ravah, the mitzvah d'oraisa of a Ravah, was to encircle the Mizbeach, so then we would be doing it now, even when there is no Mizbeach. Because it's not linked to the actual Mizbeach. Yes, we're circling the Mizbeach, but we don't need the Mizbeach. If, however, the mitzvah d'oraisa was to lean it against the Mizbeach, so then we wouldn't even be doing it now when Hoshana Rabbah falls down on Shabbos. Hopefully that was clear. I know that's a tricky point. No, again, there are two options in terms of what the mitzvah of a Rabbah was. It was either circling the Mizbeach or leaning the Rabbah against the Mizbeach. If it was leaning against the Mizbeach, there was no circling. Period. No, there was no circling that was done. Now, this really cuts into a very basic question. What is the mitzvah of a Rava d'Oraisa? Meaning, what does the Torah want of us when it comes to the mitzvah of a Rava? So as the Gemara, as Rav Yosef just pointed out, it's a debate. And now all the Gemara is going to do now is basically see if we could try to resolve this debate. The word on the street is we're not going to resolve it. And the word on the street is based on the following Gemaras. Well, no, I'm talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa for the Kohanim. Okay. Ezra by lulav arava shisha v'shiva. The mitzvah of lulav and arava is 6 and 7. My lav kelulav, my lulav benetila, arava benetila. Now, the fact that the Mishnah is lumping the two together. Now, we know the mitzvah of lulav is to pick it up and to go around. Well, I don't know about going around, but in other words, to pick it up. So can we say the same thing is true regarding arava? Pick it up. So the Gemara says, midiriya hakadisa v'hakadisa. Gemara says, that's so not compelling proof. Meaning, could be that the mitzvah of lulav is to pick it up. The mitzvah of a rava is just to lean it against the mizbeach. Not compelling proof. Every day, this is a mission we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, God willing. So every day they would encircle the mizbeach one time, and on the seventh day they would encircle the mizbeach 7 times. That's a mishnah which we're going to learn later on. What are we talking about? My la barava lo balulav. So aren't we talking about the mitzvah of a Rava? The Gemara says, no, we're talking about lulav. They would encircle the Mizbeach with a lulav, not with a Rava. Why not? Because a Rava was a kifa. It was just simply to lean on the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, yeah, but don't we have a statement made by Rav Nachman that they would do it with a Rava? They would encircle with a Rava? Good, I'm very happy you're sharing with me Rav Nachman's opinion. Rav Nachman's opinion is that they would encircle with a Rava. I'm of the opinion that they're encircling with Lulav. Okay, let's move on. Inma Rav Elazar Amar Belulav. Rav Elazar says that they would encircle with a Lulav. Rav Shmuel Bar Nasan Amar Rav Chinan Bar Rava. So another Amar says they would encircle with a Rava. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rava Bar Ravua Bar Rava. Rav Nachman says they would encircle with a Rava. You get the picture? It's a debate. Amar Rav Elazar Rav Yisrael Bar Rava Bar Rav Chana Bar Urya. He says Bar Urya is a term of respect and reverence. Right? You are literally the son of a Torah, meaning you're knowledgeable. Tav Emelach Milsam Al Yosef Amar Avucha. Quote your father. Your father said unbelievable things. I'd like you to quote your father. Regarding the Mishnah that says on day they would circle the Mizbech daily one time, on day seven times. When they encircle the Mizbech, what would they be holding in their hands? Lulav. Meaning, not a Rava. Why? Because the mitzvah of a Rava was not to encircle with an Arava, but just simply to lean on the Mizbech. The Gemara quotes another Braisa. The Braisa says that Lulav overrides the Shabbos when Shabbos falls out on day one. A Rava overrides the Shabbos when it falls out on day seven. Now, oddly enough, the Braisa says it happened. Unlike what Bar Hedja told us earlier this morning. So one time, the seventh day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, Hoshana Rabbah and Shabbos coincided. And so they brought the long stems of Aravos on Erev Shabbos. And they left it in the Azara. Right, they're not going to carry on Shabbos, so obviously in preparation, so they brought it on Erev Shabbos. So they could do the mitzvah on Shabbos. The Kira ben Baitusim. And in came the Baitusim. Now, Baitusim are basically synonymous with Sedukim. Okay? A group of Jews who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, if you don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, you're not subscribing to a Rava. A Rava is not found in the Torah. The mitzvah of a Rava, as a self-standing mitzvah, is not found in the Torah. So what they wanted to do is basically sabotage. They wanted to sabotage the mitzvah. So what they do, Natlam v'kifshim tachas avanim. Right, these Baitusim, smart people. So basically what they did is they put stones on top of the Aravos. Stones on top of the Aravos? Yeah, so that on Shabbos now, stones are muksa, right? I don't know if they subscribe to muksa, but they know that we do. We subscribe to Muksa, so they put the stones on top of the Arava. And now the next morning, Amaratzim got there. Now, Amaratzim, what are they doing in the base of Mikdash? I don't know. Is the Gemara here referencing Amaratzim Kohanim? I don't know. But anyway, but these Amaratzim weren't careful about Muksa. Vishamta Mitachas Avanim. And they basically picked the stones up. Okay? Baitusin's plan was foiled. You know those Baitusin, they don't subscribe to this idea of chibut arava. Okay, that's a term you're going to hear a lot today. But anyway, what did we get from this entire Braisa? It's certainly interesting history. Certainly the controversy of the Baitusim and the Purushim, right? Fascinating. But truth be told, we care about this Braisa in the context of our Gemara for really one point and one point only, which is, what did they do with the Arava? Zakfum b'tzideh ha-mizbeach. You see the three words in that Braisa? They would lean it on the Mizbeach. So, Alma, Vishamta mitach zavanim vehevi makornim vizak from tzidam mizbech. Okay, ama benetila he. So the Gemara says, so odd. The Gemara says, and what's the conclusion? The conclusion of the Gemara is that it's netila. You pick it up. So the Gemara says, okay. So the mitzvah of a rav is benetila. I know it's such a funny conclusion because the Bryce actually says that they leaned it on the side of the mizbech. I would have said that Bryce's conclusion is zekifa. Okay, the Gemara says the mitzvah is netila. Anyway, okay, back to square one. So now the mitzvah of a rav, is it to lean it against the mizbech or to encircle the mizbech with it? So to which the Gemara says it's a major debate. We have a Braisa. Sounds like from the Braisa, although I guess you can argue, but it sounds like from the Braisa that the mitzvah is netila, is to pick it up. So ve'ela nidchu. So the Gemara says, okay, now I'm basically asking the following question again. Right? And this will be for the last time. I say that because I know. I prepared. But for the last time now. If and when Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, and again for us it doesn't happen, it's not going to happen while the calendar is set, but if and when Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, so shouldn't we be doing the mitzvah of Hoshana on Shabbos? Now again, there are two levels of this mitzvah. The mitzvah d'oraisa done in the Beis HaMikdash, and the minag / mitzvah d'rabbanan that we do outside the Beis HaMikdash. Let's do it. Let's do it when Hoshana Rabbah falls on Shabbos. Why not? So the Gemara gives an amazing answer, a fundamental answer. And the Gemara says uniformity. Uniformity in that we in Bavel, we don't do it for reasons that we explained earlier this morning. We don't do it because we're not sure what day is day 7. So therefore, when day 7 coincides with Shabbos, we're not going to do it. And because we don't do it, they don't do it. Meaning Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are going to be kept in a uniform practice. The Gemara says, okay, that is the Gemara's answer. Now there are numerous issues with this answer. Let's just go on in the Gemara. The Gemara now will tackle the most basic issue. So the Gemara says, okay, let's leave the mitzvah of Arava, let's go back to the mitzvah of Lulav. What have we learned together? That when Shabbos and day 1 of Sukkot coincide, we're going to be taking the Lulav. Now when I say we, I don't mean we in South Florida, I mean in Eretz Yisrael. They're taking the Lulav on day 1. So now the Gemara says, if you are a believer in standards and uniformity, and if you want the Babylonian and Eretz Yisrael communities to be the same, and just like we learned by Arava, because we in Bavel don't do Arava when day 7 coincides with Shabbos, so therefore in Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to be doing Arava when day 7 coincides with Shabbos, for reasons of standards and uniformity. So the Gemara says, so let's say the same thing regarding Lulav. Meaning we in Bavel will not take the Lulav on day 1. Sfega de Yoma. We don't know which is day 1. So in Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't the conclusion be that they're not going to take Lulav on day 1? Amre, top now of today's daf, Memdal Medalev, Lididhu Nami Lo Dache. So the Gemara says, you know what? That's a sound conclusion. That's sound reasoning. So for purposes of standard and uniformity, to make sure that there's a standard practice of Judaism, so therefore, we are not going to take the Lulav on day 1 when day 1 overlaps with Shabbos. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, same. They're also not going to take the Lulav on day 1 for purposes of standards and uniformity. Oh, I knew that question was coming. I said I anticipated that question. I'm sorry, yeah? You may be repeating Hedy's question, but that's fine. Go ahead. The reason why we don't go the other way is because we can't. Meaning in Bavel, because we don't know for certain which day is day 1 and which way is day 7. And we have what's called a Sfega de Yuma, so we just can't. In other words, we don't have enough halachic reasoning rationale to do so. So we're stuck. So because we're stuck, so they're going to be stuck with us. Okay? And okay, I'll re-ask Hedy's question. But before I do so, let me just quickly run through this Rashi. Rashi says standards and uniformity, right? It's an important Rashi. It's a basic Rashi. Rashi writes, it's the top Rashi in Memdal Amalav. Shalol lasos yisrael agudos agudos. We don't want the Jews to be fragmented and to be invested into different groups. Venira kishtei toros. And what's going to then happen, of course, is that it looks like if there are different practices amongst Jews, so then it's going to look like there are different Torahs. Dili didan lo dachi lulav Shabbos. So in other words, because they're taking lulav, but we're not taking lulav, and they are taking lulav, so therefore, to create standard and uniformity, and so that the Torah doesn't look like it's multiple Torahs, so therefore, we are going to create one base practice. Now, I'll ask Kelly's question. I'm not going to have a good answer. It's a really good question. So then if that's true, so then we observe 2 days of Yontif. We're in Bavel. I'm close to it. Okay. But we're in South Florida. We're outside of Eretz Yisrael. So we observe 2 days, 2 days of Yontif. So now, if we're observing 2 days of Yontif, so now in Eretz Yisrael, so let them observe 2 days of Yontif as well. Now, the based on what the Gemara just said, it's a totally reasonable question, because the Gemara just said that they're not going to be able to take lulav on day one. They're not going to be able to take a rava on day seven if one or seven coincide with Shabbos, because we can't. So therefore, for purposes of uniformity, so they're going to lose out, so to say, on the mitzvah of lulav, on the mitzvah of a rava. So why not suggest as well that because we have to do 2 days, they have to do 2 days as well? The Gemara does not ask this question, oddly enough. It seems to be a very reasonable question based on what we just said. And the truth of the matter is, I did some research on this because I knew this question was coming. This question is not, to my knowledge, is not addressed by the Rishonim. The more contemporary commentators of the Gemara ask this question, but it's not addressed by the Rishonim, and it seems to be such a reasonable question. Okay? Yeah, in other words, right. To this, then, obviously, then, it broadcasts a larger issue, which is, right, we don't have to be that, you're right, but we don't even have to go as far in Ashkenazim. Even in the Ashkenazi communities, go into a shul and Chol HaMoed, in an Ashkenazi community. So some will be putting on tefillin, some will not be putting on tefillin, meaning, okay, but I'm not, in other words, I'm not breaking new ground over there, meaning that's an old issue. But the Gemara's conclusion over here, very interesting conclusion. And why doesn't the conclusion lend itself to? Why isn't it a broader conclusion? Okay. All this said and done, now what we have to do is we have to revisit our Mishnayos. Now what we have essentially just learned is that a Rava doesn't override Shabbos. After the destruction of the Second Temple, a Rava is not going to override the Shabbos. Lulav is not going to override the Shabbos. That's what we just learned. Okay. Now what's the problem? We had two Mishnayos. One Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Beis. Another Mishnah, one daf earlier, on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah Mem Aleph Amud Beis talked about how everyone brought the lulav to shul before Shabbos. The Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Beis talked about how everyone brought their lulav to Har HaBayis before Shabbos. Now, we asked this question already once before and yesterday. And what was our resolution? Well, the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak is talking about while there was a Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis is talking about after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That answer is not going to work anymore, because we've just concluded that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't take lulav on Shabbos. We, meaning everybody, outside of Israel and in Israel, nobody takes lulav. So that answer simply is not going to work. So let's re-ask the question, let's issue a new answer. So the Gemara just simply reviewed the two Mishnayos and reviewed our previous answer, and it can't work because it's simply not correct anymore. We don't take lulav on Shabbos, not in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael, after the destruction of the temple. So lo. So the Gemara says no. Edevita bismash beis hamikdash kayam velokasha kan bemikdash kan begvulin. So it must be that both Mishnayos are talking about while the Beis HaMikdash was around, and both Mishnayos are talking geography. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Beis, Har HaBayis. If you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, bring your lulav to shul. Okay. Amar le. No, lulav for everybody. No. A rava is only for Kohanim. Correct. In other words, right. The hakafa around the mizbeach would not be. If you are of the opinion that it's lulav, that the hakafa is done with lulav, is only done by Kohanim. That's correct. Amalei Abai LaRava. Maishna lulav davdin le shiva zeich lamikdash, or maishna rava de lo avdin le shiva zeich lamikdash. Simple question asked from one amora to another amora. Look. Nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. However, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that we, the Jewish people, are going to take lulav all 7 days. Zecher LeMikdash. Okay. Also, without a Beis HaMikdash, there's no longer a mitzvah of a Rava anymore, of Rava Daraisa. So therefore, instituted by the, again, it's either a Minag or it's a mitzvah Darabanan. But instituted by the rabbis, just say it like that, I'll say it simply. Instituted by the rabbis is that we take a Rava. How many days do we do a Rava? Only one day. Only Hoshana Rava. So Abai asks Rava, it's a really simple question.
The Hoshana that we do doesn't count?
Huh?
The Hoshana that we do every day doesn't count?
That's not a Rava. That's lulav. Yeah, we're doing hakafa, but that we don't pick up a rava.
But isn't that
hakafa
itself a zecher
lemikdash? It may be a zecher, but it's not a rava. In other words, we're talking about the mitzvah of rava. When there was a base of mikdash, a rava was done all 7 days. Okay, it's not the mitzvah of rava. So why is a rava only instituted for 1 day? Answer number one, attempted answer number one. Well, we have a rava in our lulav. So this is now the rejection of this answer. What are you talking about? Yes, there's an arava in the lulav. That's part of the mitzvah of lulav. That doesn't represent the mitzvah of arava. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's what we'll do. Pick the lulav up, l'shem mitzvah lulav, put it down. Pick the lulav up again, I'm ignoring everything else, I'm ignoring the lulav, I'm ignoring the hadasim, l'shem mitzvah arava. Maybe that's what we should be doing? The Gemara says, V'hamasim b'chol yom de lo kavdinan hachi. So the Gemara gives an interesting answer. Look around. We don't do that. That's not what we do. So Amar of Zvid, Mishmei de Rava. So again now, question on the table, and that needs an answer. How come Zecher l'mikdash lulav all 7 days? How come Zecher l'mikdash Rava is only 1 day? So attempted answer number two. Lulav de araisa avdinan shiva zech l'mikdash. Arava de rabbanan lo avdinan shiva zech l'mikdash. Attempted answer number two is, well, the mitzvah of lulav is the mitzvah de araisa. So therefore, post-destruction, zech l'mikdash all 7 days, but arava is only mitzvah de rabbanan. To that, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Laman. Abashal says that the mitzvah of arava is encrypted in the Torah. The Torah says arvei nachal, aravos in plural, aravos for lulav, aravos for the mitzvah of arava. So there's an encryption of arava in the Torah. And ila rabbanan hilchasa gemirila. And according to the chachamim, no, it's hilchasa gemirila. It is Allah Moshe Mitzinai. The Amar of Asi Amar of Yochanan Mishmar of Nechuni ben Ish because Beis Chorasan. The Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Yochanan, who quotes in turn in the name of Rav Nechunya, that there are three halachah Moshe Mitzinai. Now, as we all know, there's a lot more than three, but three that are packaged together. Eser Netios Arava Nisa Chamayim halachah Moshe Mitzinai. Eser Netios. I'm not going to go through it right now. Forgive me, please. But that's the 10 saplings before the Shemitah year. We talked about it earlier. Arava, the mitzvah of Arava, and the mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim, pouring water on the Mizbech in the morning, all 7 days of Sukkos. So those are all Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So, you're proposing that the mitzvah of Arava is Darabanan. It's simply categorically not true. It's not correct. It's either Daraisa because of Arvei Nachal, according to Avishol, or it's Daraisa because it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Either way, it's Daraisa. So, Ela, Amar Azvid Mishmei Derava Lulav Diyislei Iker Min Atar Bigvulin Avdin Le Shiva Zech LeMikdash Arava Diyislei Iker Min Atar Bigvulin Lo Avdin Le Shiva Zech LeMikdash. Answer. Final answer. The difference between lulav and arava is that lulav has the araisa component outside of the base of mikdash, albeit 1 day, but still there's a mitzvah of lulav bigvulin for 1 day. So therefore, the Zech LeMikdash outside is an extension for 6 more days. Arava, there is 0 mitzvah of Arava outside of the base of Mikdash, Midda Araisa. So therefore, in a way to remember the base of Mikdash, so therefore we commemorate it with only 1 day, i.e. Hoshana Rabbah. Amar Reish Lakish. Let's just go a little bit further for today. Amar Reish Lakish Kohanim Bali Momim Nechnasim Beina Ulam Lezbech Kedelatzis Ba'arava. Now, as we pointed out earlier, the mitzvah d'araisa of arava is in the mizbeach, in the azara, encircling the mizbeach. So who does it? Obviously, it's limited to kohanim. A non-kohen cannot go into the azara. Remember we talked about this? A non-kohen can step foot into the azara, but basically can't go beyond this point in time. We are now describing the area over here around the mizbeach, and we're discussing also the interior area, the Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, where there, only Kohanim can be there. And furthermore, as the Gemara is just about to point out, you have to be a Kohen that's able to do Avoda. You have to be able to do temple service. So which the Gemara now says, quoting Reish Lakish, Kohanim Balei Mumim, Even the Baal Mum Kohanim would go nichnas and mein ulam nizbech between the ulam and the bech in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Rav. Amalei Rav Yochanan mi amra. So Rav Yochanan says, who told you that? So mi amra ha iu amar. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, aren't you the one responsible? De amar Rav Asi amar Rav Yochanan mishum Rav Nechun yish bekas beis charasan esan etias a Rav nisach hamay malachem Moshe Mitzrayim. What do you mean, Rav Yochanan? You taught us a Rav's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Ela mi amra binatila dilma bezekifa. So question number one, what is the mitzvah of a Rav? Okay, again, we're reviewing. It's either picking it up and encircling the mizbeach or zekifa, leaning it against the mizbeach. Mi amra bebali. So first of all, do you even know what the mitzvah of a Rav is? Oddly enough, it's unbelievable. The Gemara doesn't know exactly what the mitzvah of a Rav is. It's debatable. And number two, mi amra bebalei mumim dilma b'tzmimim. And who told you that a baal mum is doing the mitzvah? Maybe not. Maybe it's only kohanim who could do the avoda. Itmar. No, this is it. This is where we're gonna pause. Okay, tomorrow we're going to discuss the mitzvah of a Rav nowadays, whether it's a minug or whether it's a mitzvah de rabbanan. You'll see what I mean tomorrow with a very serious practical application. We'll talk about halach, chatzi halach tomorrow. Okay.